Gentas presents The Road Builders by Vivian Stewart, performed by Simon Slater. Chapter 1. Red returned from the dockyard to his father's house to find, to his surprise, his wife entertaining Kitty Broom and two well-mannered small boys. He recognised Andrew Melgund after a moment's hesitation, and then recalled that Magdalen had told him she had promised her brother William that she would take care of the boys and see to their education when he was able to arrange their passage from Auckland. He had not listened with full attention to what she had said concerning the boys, but Magdalen, as always perceptive and sensing his momentary confusion, said with a quick smile, "Red dear, Andy and Harry Ryan, have arrived to stay with us. And wasn't it fortunate for them? Kitty decided to pay Sydney a visit, and she looked after them on the passage. They came in the Dolphin with Klaus van Buren." He had seen the beautiful Dolphin clipper working into the harbour, Red remembered, and had intended to contact Klaus as soon as he could, but the dockyard had held him up. They were making difficulties in the manner of dockyards over the replacement of the Cossack's mizzen topmast, and he had been caught up in lengthy argument, which had not improved his temper. But he forced a smile, greeted Kitty politely, and then returned to the boys. Andy had long been a favourite of his, and, Lord, how the lad had grown. Tanned and up to his shoulder already, as sturdy and well-built as any youngster half his age. By contrast, his companion, Harry Ryan, looked thin, and more than a little scared by the company in which he found himself. He was an unnaturally subdued, shock-headed little fellow, several years younger than Andy. "Well now, Andy, tell me what you've been doing since I last saw you," Red invited. "It's been a long time, hasn't it?"
"Nearly 3 years, sir," Andy confirmed.
"Your uncle Will took land, didn't he, with a view to farming?" Andy inclined his head.
"Yes, sir. In the Taranaki near New Plymouth. Harry's family were our neighbours, but the rebel Maoris destroyed our farms, burnt our houses, and made off with the stock. And they murdered Harry's folk before they could make their escape. We had to go to New Plymouth for safety. Uncle Will volunteered for the militia, but he put us in school at Mrs. Morden's in the town. He was in all the fighting, sir, as you'd expect."
There was pride in the boy's voice.
"But then, when the new general came out, General Cameron, sir, who'd known Uncle Will in the Crimea, well, he sent for him to serve on his staff. That meant we had to go to Auckland, and Uncle Will decided to send us here, sir, and enter us for the Sydney Grammar School. He said it was important for us to have a good education, if we were to make proper careers. Well, both of us really were sorry to leave, weren't we, Hal?"
Little Harry Ryan nodded his tousled head, but said nothing, and Andy went on.
"I want to enlist in the volunteers as soon as I'm old enough and go back and fight the Maoris."
"You've never thought of the Royal Navy?" Red questioned, meeting Magdalen's gaze and suppressing a smile.
"Oh, yes, sir, I've thought of the Navy," Andy admitted. "But there's talk of sending the naval ships here, once peace is signed with the Taranaki tribes. So that wouldn't be any use, would it? I want to fight the Maoris, sir. I want to get back at them for what they did to us."
"I had understood that Governor Grey is exerting every effort to make peace with the Maoris," Red countered.
"It will not last, sir," Andy asserted, with complete conviction. "The Waikato tribes have elected a king, you know, and one of their chiefs, called Rui Maniapoto, who is a famous warrior, is said to be stirring them up to rebel."
"Oh, the governor's trying, I know, but the odds are against his succeeding. Besides the settlers, folk like us, sir, whose land has been laid waste, we have a score to settle."
He spoke, Red thought with surprise, like an adult, and in all probability his was the voice of a great many of the North Island settlers, dispossessed of their land and their homes, and determined on vengeance against those who had despoiled them, and done so many of them brutally and savagely to death. As if he had voiced that thought aloud, Harry Ryan broke his silence and confirmed Red's reasoning.
"I feel like Andy does, sir," the boy said tensely. "The Maoris murdered my ma and pa, and my brother Davy..."